You open with me to the book of 1 Thessalonians. We're going to look at chapter 5, just one verse, verse 18. First Thessalonians 5:18. So it's also related to this Thanksgiving season. The Word of God says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Thus ends the reading of God's Word. Let us pray. Lord our God, in whom we live and move and have our being, Father, we pray that you would open our eyes that we may behold your fatherly presence now, that we can see milk and honey of the Scriptures, even our Lord Jesus Christ, that you would draw our hearts to you with the power of your Word and Spirit. Help us, Lord, to understand what is before us. Preach the gospel to our hearts. So in your name, the Christ's name, will be glorified. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, all of us at some point in our life have thought or wished that if I only could go back and fix some of my past, fix what went wrong, fix that what went wrong, take that word back, or imagine if I would only make that other choice, my life would be different. Everything would be so much better. Perhaps relationship would be better. My marriage would be better. My children would turn out better. Even my health would be better. So sometimes we think these thoughts. And so whenever we regret over something, we may think or say these things. If only this or that. If only I could go back. Well, it would be wonderful to have a time machine, right? And I'm glad we don't have one. Because if you see those movies with a time machine, those people who go back, they end up messing even more and more every time they try to go back and try to fix it. And knowing man's heart, how sinful it is, we know that even going back, you're not going to be able to fix it. But why we wish these things? Well, we wish these things because we do not trust the Lord. We do not trust His good providence. Because often we disbelieve in the good providence of God. I understand that it is not very difficult to give thanks to God in good circumstances. It's pretty easy when things are going well and smooth in our lives to thank God. It's not very difficult. It's not very difficult than when things are just tough and hard. When things are tough, sometimes we question our Lord's favor. We question His love and His care for us. Does God really love me? Does He care for me? Why these things come to me? And this is our sinful nature, to question God and to doubt His judgment, to doubt His providence. Therefore, here in 1 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul commands us, of course, back to Thessalonians church. And now, to us, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. No matter what circumstances, He doesn't condition them. He says, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is what God wants you to do. This is how He desires you to act, to live. No matter what God's providence would bring to you, all of us, we must respond with thanksgiving and worship. Let me remind you about God's providence, what it says in our confession. What are God's works of providence? God's works of providence is His most holy, wise, powerful, preserving and governing all of His creatures, including us, and all their actions, all of our actions. And do you remember the story of Job? In the book of Job, it says that there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, godly and righteous, one who feared God and turned away from evil. And there were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Job was very rich because God put hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side. God blessed Job tremendously and blessed the work of his hands. And God increased his possessions in the land. What a good providence for Job. A good lot was given to him by God. And Job was thankful to God for that. And out of faith and gratitude, Job would rise early every morning and worship God. He would give thanks to Him in his circumstances. You may say, well, it's easy, right? Those are easy circumstances. So he would send and consecrate his children and would offer burnt offerings according to the numbers of them all. For Job said, it may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. And Job did that continually. He was a very wealthy man. You know, if you would convert Job's possession into today's dollar amount, it would be about $50 million. That's how much he had. Well, not a bad providence, right? To have so much wealth. Well, it is sinful to say that. When we divide God's providence into bad and good, because we know all things work for good for those who love God and called according to His purpose, right? This is Romans 8:28. So we shouldn't say, well, God's providence was good only when Job was rich, healthy, and have everything. And we call riches a good providence and poverty bad providence. We think like people, the sinful people. Even back then in the Old Testament, the Israelites, the Pharisees. Whatever God brings to us, it is by His good and caring providence. This is what happened to Job. And then after the devil's accusation, God stretched His heavy hand upon Job. And God took everything from him. Everything God blessed him with, God took everything. It was taken from him, just like that, one day. And besides losing all his cattle and animals, he lost his 7 sons. He lost his 3 daughters. They all were killed. And God even allowed the devil to afflict Job with terrible skin disease. Just think about it for a moment. From health and wealth to nothing. After all that, what happened to Job, he never questioned God's providence. He never questioned God's love and His wisdom. Although he didn't understand it, why? It says, then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshipped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all of this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. He trusted God. He believed Him. He believed what the Apostle Paul stated in Romans 8:18. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory is to be revealed to us. Or Peter 4:19. Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. Brothers and sisters, Job accepted this as good providence from God. And we all of us, we have experienced tough times. I'm sure we all experience conflicts in our families. Some kind of loss. Lost jobs. Some of us perhaps experience divorce. Some we know even among us experience having cancer, which led to death, our loved one. But the Lord calls us to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The Lord commands us to rest in His good providence, because God alone is good. And we should not lose our heart, as it says in 1 Corinthians 4. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day, so we do not lose heart. For this light, momentarily affliction, is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And yet when things are so bad, and we are so overwhelmed, we still have questions. Why God? Why me? Why is this providence came to me? Because God loves you. And it may sound funny, but because He has a wonderful plan for you who trust in Jesus. Because God is in control. Because He knows all things, which is good to us, for us. So we can read about Job's latter life in Job 42. After all these terrible afflictions, God blessed Job so much and gave him even more what he had before. It says in Job 42:10, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. And the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. That's why God is the most wise. And that earthly blessing to Job, after all of his suffering, what is pointing to us today? It's pointing us to the blessing which is above, to the final future consummation, pointing to that heavenly blessing when Jesus will return. And a blessing that will never perish. Because all that we have now, it will perish, will go away. Because if all that we can get now from God, here on earth, then why we would anticipate heavenly blessing? No, it's so much better, which is to come. And Jesus, He didn't die for our earthly blessings. He didn't die for our bank account or for our good health. He died for you and me to bring us to Him, to heaven. The greatest joy, the greatest blessing. God did not promise to us that our life will be easy, actually. That our life will be without pain. But actually, God promises opposite. He says, Christ says that all those who love me will be persecuted for my name's sake. God Himself, our Father, will afflict us. For He wants us to be sanctified for His coming glory. God will cut out every sin, and it will be painful, like a scalpel of a surgeon cutting all those poisonous tumors. Why God does this? Because He loves all of us, His church. And He wants to sanctify His bride. Again, He calls us to give thanks in all circumstances. Again, He says, this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And in the midst of affliction, and in the midst of tragedy, when you face disappointments and failures, when people falsely accuse you, when they turn away from you, when everybody leaves you, perhaps your spouse committed adultery or files for divorce, when you are being diagnosed with terminal cancer and you lose your loved ones, how do you face all of these things? We don't want them in our lives. How do you respond to the providence of God? Would you respond like Job? As Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, fell on the ground, and worshiped God. This is every Christian respond. This is our response to God. God says that He who gives good will not also harden evil hearts. So even the rejection of the providence of God is the providence of God. If God is in control of all things, He then is the pilot of your life. He gives good to you, and He also allows bad and evil. And whatever it is, He always your good God and caring Father. You know why? Because you're marked by the blood of Jesus Christ, His beloved Son. And because His providence is always perfect and excellent. So whenever you have much, whenever you have health, give thanks to God. When you have little, be thankful and pray to Him so that He may supply all your needs. When you are well and healthy, without sickness, praise Him. But when you are struck with sickness, worship Him. God calls us to rest in Him in whatever situation because He is the history maker. He is in control. He actively upholds and governs all of us, all of His creation, from smallest to the greatest. He is in control from January 1st to December 31st. The Lord governs and rules. Every Christian, every non-Christian, all the time. And whatever God will bring to your life in the year to come, let us trust in Him who gave us His only Son. The Son, what a providence He had. The Son who suffered the righteous one for our sins, who never complained for the providence of God, for he came to save and pay for us. Remember him and be thankful in all circumstances, for this is his loving and holy will for us. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save us. What was his lot, Lord, in his life here on earth? Trouble, suffering, painful death, agony on the cross, the righteous one for our sins. Father, now with that, help us to be thankful in all circumstances. Lord, help us to hold on to your will and please you with our obedience. We ask that you would enable us in the days of evil to stand strong. In the days of suffering, Lord, to respond with faith, bow down and worship, no matter what. Say thank you, our God, for you are good, for you know all things, for you are the wisest, and you control and in control of our lives. Lord, lead us to be faithful in our calling. For this is your will, and help us now, Lord, to respond, to do your will with joy. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.